There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Let's do the thing we do.
All right. Hello and welcome to Coping in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elsam.
And I'm with Abby.
Hi, Elsam.
This is a podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in the world we live in, that is Earth. It's terra firma. And you know what? We've all landed back here because we were all over the place for the last few weeks, but here again.
Yes.
But when we're not here, where we're originally from is from, I'm from Ireland. Abby's originally from America,
mm-hmm.
and Marius is originally from Canada via Denmark.
Wow.
Were you born in Canada?
When do you ever say he's from Canada?
I know.
Jeez. Okay, we're back, guys. We're back. Owen, we're back.
Yeah,
get
I know.
Get on the ball.
All right, which one is it?
I was born in Denmark with a Canadian
I was født in Denmark.
Jeg født i Danmark i et badekar i Herfølge i 1984.
Why did I mess it up this time?
I don't know.
It's because we've been away.
Yeah.
We've been away a long time. It's been 6 weeks since we've all been in the room together. But we're back. We're all back in Copenhagen, the city of the podcast, the podcast name, the given name of the podcast. The way we talk about all those things I mentioned at the start, life, experience, all those things, is through stories, through experiences, because we live here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
What kind of stories?
News stories?
Anecdotes?
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 Limericks?
Limericks?
Yeah. Any kind of story?
Stories we often find on the Copenhagen Post.
Mm-hmm.
If you've clicked on the Copenhagen Post, if you found us through the newsletter or any way, form of connection with Copenhagen Post, thank you very much for joining us. If you're on Spotify, thanks for joining us. Or iTunes, thanks for joining us. Please give us a 5-star review. Give us a little review. It's always nice to see those written up. And it's all coming through Acast, which is a wonderful network of audio experiences.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah?
Wow. You are a cushy narrator today.
I'm a mix between smoothness and mayhem. It's hard to tell which one it is.
I feel
today.
Like that's your general MO.
That's my vibe.
Yeah,
that's my MO.
Yeah.
Right, I like that.
Smooth chaos.
Thanks to everybody who's been writing to us, leaving messages, emails, and stuff like that. I believe, Abby, you've caught up to date on all the emails.
I think so. If I missed you, let us know. I've been gone for a month. Owen's been out of town. Marius has been out of town. So we had a little delay on responses, but it was so nice to get those emails while we were gone, and now we're really excited to be back.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to recommend Stockholm. Stockholm is actually, I was there this last weekend, and that's a nice city.
It's part of, it's in the MO. It's we talk about Scandinavia.
Yeah.
It fits in.
Yeah. They have many bridges. It's not as cozy as Copenhagen, but it's a little bit bigger, feels a little bit more cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
It's a bit annoying that their transport system you have to buy, you can't use your bus ticket on the train.
Excuse me, do you want to talk about annoying transport systems? Okay.
Hands up. I was in Germany and the trains are not as functional as you thought they would be.
Whoa!
Yes. Shots fired.
Wow.
Germany is not as efficient as you're led to believe.
Okay. Nein!
Yeah, I was in Germany and like a bunch of trains and stuff got delayed when I was trying to get somewhere fast, which was annoying, but we got there in the end, so everyone's fine.
I feel like you guys are just complaining about other cities' transport systems.
Because Denmark and Copenhagen's amazing.
Because you guys don't want to hear me talk about Risicord. Know that I just want to talk about Risicord and how annoying it is even more.
But what they did have in Stockholm, you could avoid the travel card and just pay with your goddamn credit card.
That's what they do in London,
and what
right?
did you think? And what did you think?
Yeah, but that was smart.
See? It would be smart.
But why do I... I couldn't do that in the bus.
Okay, that is another mistake. That's a mistake.
Thank you.
They went half the way to where they should be, and the other half is just like Denmark. The part that annoyed you is just like how it is here.
What's your okay? Do you have a new? Do you have a new?
No,
experience?
It's the same. It's the same problem.
Just same over and over.
But
okay.
Marius went to another city.
Yeah.
Experienced what every one of us experiences here when we haven't lived in Denmark our whole lives.
No.
Yeah, that's not
true.
Yeah, huh.
That's not true at all. Abby.
Yeah, huh.
That's not true at all.
Marius, how did it work? How did it work?
You're comparing apples and oranges here.
No, I think it's Stockholm or
pears and kiwis then. Pineapples and pomelos.
What's that orange again? Abel and...
Guys.
What?
Back on
apple,
track.
Apple yeah. and... orange.
Abel and... Ebelstein.
Abel and Ebelstein.
Yeah, Abel and Ebelstein.
I don't know what we say in Danish. I don't even think we say that. Abel and pear. We say Abel and pear.
Abel and pear?
Yeah. Oh. Apples and pears, yeah.
But wait, why was it different?
Let's just move on, Abby.
I'm going to win you over one by one.
No, but I have a tiny anecdote referring to this. And because when I flew to Stockholm and when we landed, we were a bit, first time, me and my friend Asaf was there. And I was just assumed I could take the metro to where my hotel. So I went up and I asked, where's the, I need to go here, showed her the stop, which was a metro stop, but also a bus stop apparently. And then she, in Swedish, quickly guided me to somewhere. So I was like, okay, great tool, the metro, I'll go down there. Turns out it was the bus, but she'd sold me a bus ticket, and then I had a bus ticket in a train, Jesus Christ. And then a conductor came up to me and said, this is a bus ticket. And my brain could just not understand why I had a bus ticket in the metro and the train. Yeah. So I just didn't answer and just looked at my ticket. And she was like, this is a bus ticket. And I still didn't answer because my brain, I don't know what was happening. He was like, this is a bus ticket. And then after that, she was very nice and helped me. But yeah, I had a little panic there.
That's annoying. But also, I do actually have a new one. I do have a new one.
Oh, no.
And I set up on my way to the airport.
Yeah.
To go to Edinburgh on the 1st of August. Mm-hmm. I had two... Rise of Quartz in my pocket, and neither of them had money on them, even though both of them had $10 on them, because that doesn't count as money. Mm. You have to have more money than that.
Yes.
It's the minimum, which I complain about frequently. And then I added money to one at the machines,
mm-hmm.
and it just let me, and it didn't say anything about that. And then I beeped it in, and it was my kid's student metro card. So I added 500 kroner to my child's thing. They didn't tell me anything about it on the machine. Now my child has one with 500 kroner, and I had to
this
go back.
This sounds like an Abby mistake.
Why? It's like, not labeled. It's not labeled. It doesn't say on the machine.
How is
when
it not
I put
labeled?
It just looks like a normal one.
But it's a student one.
Yes.
And it doesn't have...
It looks identical.
It doesn't have your child's name on it.
Doesn't have my child's
doesn't
name
have
on
your,
it.
Doesn't have your child's name on
no,
it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have anything. It's just a kid's Metro card. And it looks exactly the same.
But,
it doesn't
okay,
say
right,
kids
why,
on it.
Why is it... What's the difference between it being a kid's...
Why do you want to make this my problem? It's... Rise of Court sucks. Why are you so loyal? It sucks. It blows. Everyone in the country agrees.
Do you have the card on you?
I don't have the card. Maybe I do. I will show you the cards. You guys keep talking. I'll look in the bag.
I actually had a positive experience on the old Copenhagen transport.
Yeah.
A couple of Danish ladies, when I got coming back from the airport, asked me how to use the check-in where you add people.
Yeah.
And I explained it to them.
Wow.
Because I knew
successfully.
It, yeah. I suppose that's good for me, bad for Riser Card, I suppose, because there are a few, my partner's Danish, she doesn't know how to do it.
Those nobody been, knows how to
lot,
do
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, all right. A lot of people don't know how to do it. That's fair. That's fair.
That's good.
Do you have the cards?
Guys, no, I don't have them.
Lunch!
I will send you pictures. I will send you pictures.
Cheater!
I am. Why are you like this? Why don't you believe me? Rise of Quartz
guys,
has
guys,
big
guys,
flaws.
Guys, guys,
we're
guys,
back
guys,
and it's over.
Guys.
We're back in the studio and this is the last episode because these guys won't just be on my side. All I'm saying is there are way better methods in 2023 and Denmark needs to get on board. Listeners, please write in with your Rise of Court horror stories. We want to know how shitty the Denmark... we know that the transport is good. I really think the buses are great. The metro is great. My problem is with the way that you are supposed to pay
for it. Yeah, I don't think
it.
They've understood what your problem is. I think you could do this one more time, Abby.
All right, guys. If I write... I'm not going to do this. I will have... we'll hire an intern. The intern will make... what's it called? Like a complaint letter?
Complaint? A letter of complaint?
No, like a... it starts with an R, I think. And it's like a thing you get people to sign. like a, you know.
Royal decree.
No, you're talking about
a royal decree. Yes, a royal decree. I will have someone write a royal decree and I'll have.
Petition.
A petition, which yeah. A repetition.
Repetition. Repetition. Silent
because I have complained about it so many times, it is now a repetition.
Nice.
And we'll have you guys sign to get Denmark to update its sickening payment strategy for public transport.
Hey, Marius, you have any news?
So, like, we have been playing hooky from each other. So have the Danes at their jobs.
What?
Yes. A study has shown that, well, so there's in, this is on the DR, this article, and it's blown up like it's like kind of like, this is a big issue. But it says like 11% of the employees, employed Danes, have taken sort of a minimum of 1 day off a year.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that doesn't sound like a lot.
No.
300,000 Danes, that sort of roughly accumulates to a Dane a year, takes sort of a day off, where they're not sick, supposedly. How much do you think that costs the Danish society?
What
in millions a year for
what?
These 11%, 300,000?
Because people are saying they're sick and they're not sick?
Yeah.
Malingering.
Absolutely nothing, because if they don't do it, they're going to get sick. So this is made up math. I'm ready to fight today.
Numbers.
What, I don't know. 50 million.
720 million. Supposedly.
What?
Yes.
It's just kroner.
What?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, I did the math.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Okay.
That's how I felt in Stockholm all the time.
Oh.
That was very nice.
That is nice.
But still, I was broke when I came home. Anyway. But no, to your point, Abby, I actually think there's some those. So the article kind of goes on to say, so obviously you shouldn't play hooky and it's bad. You're putting the pressure on your other co-workers. If you take a day off, they have to run faster and harder, yada, 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 which is, you know, true. But we're also seeing that this is like 40. No, mostly people under 40 are doing this. So it's also younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And the article goes to sort of speculate, well, is this maybe because we have our generations, we're looking at like retirement or pension plans maybe whenever or 85 or something now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's some kind of, well, you know, I'm not going to retire at any point. So I'll take a day off and feel no shame about it.
Yep.
It could also be because they're taking away the holidays. We had this Great Prayer Day, kind of, which was already an amalgamation of holidays.
Yeah,
that has been taken away, so there's less holidays now. Also, this could play into it, and I think just in general, like we are, it's okay to look after your mental well-being.
Yeah,
and eventually that will also mean you probably won't get sick for like a week or 2 weeks going down with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the long run, it's probably a good thing.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice wrap up, Marius.
You're welcome.
I think that's true. I think that, like, also, if you are an ethical person and a good worker, then in your head, you are aware. If you need to take a day off because you need to fucking chill, or you need to take your kids somewhere, or you need to, like, do an errand, and you say you're sick because that's what the rules are. The rules are, like, not to lie to people, but, like, because the rules are you can get paid if you say you're sick and you know you need to take care of something. Then, like, you are going to have that in your head the next time. I don't know. You're just not going to take advantage, I don't think. I think if you have to do it sometime or you need it, like, to feel good, then, like, you're not going to, like, do that. You're not going to be a repeat offender. And if you're, like, a little sick one day, you might, I don't know.
But
I feel like it evens out.
I think because it's – because you get paid – when you're sick in Denmark, and you also have, I know they've taken away the prayer day, but there is quite a lot of holidays in the first 6 months of the year.
Mm.
So
we're going to talk about that later.
I think if you actually are one of these 300,000 people who just don't go to work, these health days, let's say you're like, you know what, fuck it, I just cannot today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, if we're being honest, a lot of us would consider that a sick day.
Yeah.
Like really, to ourselves, we wouldn't be lying saying, it's okay. I'm not flu-y or anything, but I'm not good right now, so I can't. So I would put that as a sick day. And a lot of people take mental health leaves and stuff like this from work, and there's a bunch. So these 300,000 in my head are actually going, I'm going to go on the piss tonight.
Yeah.
Like actively going, I'm specifically not going to bother taking up my responsibilities That's what I'm thinking. Because I think anyone who's just not going because they don't feel good is pretty much sick.
But it's such a I don't think that's what that number that is. 300? Because I think it's always like
which is fine too. I don't mind playing like fucking around with work every now and then.
No, I think hooky is fine. Like if it's just like I want to do
hooky, hooky though.
Hooky. No. Now you're one hooky too far.
But I feel like this is like a thing where they asked people if they do this. And everyone's moral compass about this is so different about whether like I bet some people in that thing were like on the edge of a nervous breakdown one day, didn't go in and said I wasn't sick.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
that's
not 300,000 people who were like, yeah, I just fucked off.
That's the thing we have, like, there's also a cultural thing about, like, if you go on the, if you know you have work the next day, but you decide to go drinking, there is a, that was your choice, you go to work next day.
Yeah, you pay the price.
Days are like, we know a hangover, we know, and we'll know, and we'll, they'll know.
That's not an excuse to take a day off.
It's like a point of pride.
So I suppose I'm more curious about what these 300,000 people, like, each, like you said, it's very like subjective. So like what were their definition?
Yeah,
what was the definition of their like, I actually just didn't go in?
Because I think like if you ask me and you ask my partner, like I think he should take way more days off, like sick days. And he feels – and he'll be ill and he'll go to work and he'll – and if he stayed home because he's like getting sick and like or whatever – I would have to, I have to talk him into it. Like, I think there's way more people probably in that, like, doing that than is accounted for, too. Going to work when they shouldn't be going to work. And it's like, I have had to, like, expressly, I mean, I don't know. I don't need that. My mom, like, when I was growing up, my mom actually did give us mental health days. She, like, was, like, 2 a year or something. You can just pick to not go. And she would take them, too. We would hang out. My mom worked a lot. My mom was like gone in the morning when I woke up and often didn't come back until like I was in bed. And so she like knew, like she was like, sometimes we're going to need to fuck off during working hours so we can be together and we can just like do this. And I loved that. And it definitely is something – I have a good work ethic. I don't like – I don't skip stuff when I don't need to. But I think sometimes you do need something within the hours of like – regular work times.
So to me, we have this expression. I don't know how it works in English quite, but like we say in Danish, we say like frihed under ansvar. You have freedom under the responsibility.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And I think that's really nice. Sort of like it is on me. I decide I'm not going into work today. That doesn't mean the work I had to do, you know, is on somebody else's responsibility. I'm gonna figure out when to do that and take care of it.
Yeah.
But to do that, I need to take this break now or something like that. Like and I feel like that's. You need that trust, that freedom, knowing that, like, I'm going to live up to the responsibility I have still.
And in general, I think that's, like, a thing in Danish culture that I really like. I think there is a lot less, like, breathing down the necks of the people.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there's just, like an expectation.
Comparatively to, like, you know, like, Japan and America, I think the work ethic is pretty fucking hardcore in America, right? I mean, people are you know, kind of... obliged to work extra hours and work longer days and things like this.
Well, I think that when you're being compensated fairly and like in Denmark, the minimum wage is like 4 times as high as it is in America.
No, I understand.
And
yeah.
And like they're getting 6 weeks off. I just think like that is such a good case for, in America, either your work ethic is like insane and you've never taken a day off in your life and you work 80 hours a week or you just like show up and clock in and call
do
out.
Do your thing and do your 9 to 5 and get the...
Yeah, because like it's just to like, it's just like it's not even giving you what you need and you still need to do it.
Yeah.
And here I do feel like this whole like freedom like with responsibility thing is tied to the fact that when you have a job in Denmark, it feels like a fairer trade. Like your time is being, you know...
Yeah, there's a better understanding of personal time, of what you can actually achieve with your time. What worth is it to push somebody to an extent that isn't going to be, you know, you're right, it's not actually going to be profitable in the end, you know, for the whatever job you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So play hooky. Keep your mental
hooky,
health.
Hooky. You know what's really cute is my five-year-old, I let him play hooky sometimes from Bernahéu, which I do not think is a tax burden. but when I do, he says, like, when he asks for it, he's like, hey, can we play hockey today?
Hockey.
It's so cute. Good stuff. And sometimes when we do that, this is the most Copenhagen hockey thing to do, is what we do is we take the bus to the train. We use our Royce of Courts. We take the bus to the train, and then we ride a canal tour. That's like what he likes to do.
Mad for your old canal tours.
Yeah. I fucking love them. I just
the
love
Wombas,
them.
Huh?
There are some comics, friends of mine that are coming to do a show, and they're like, what do we do? And I'm like, canal tour.
I tell you, get there early, because I was in the city yesterday. The weather's been surprisingly good the last few days. I went down by where the canals tours start in Newhound.
Yeah.
And it was, I reckon, an hour's wait.
Oh,
it
wow.
was it was from where you get on.
You can pre-buy online for the right time.
All
right. And also, but also my recommendation is, like, if you're just here for whatever and you want to hear the stories, take the Stroma ones where they have a live tour and they give you the guide or whatever. If you just want to do it for fun, though, the half-price boats that are on the side of the canal, they're like, you can see them from where the Stroma thing is. They are the same boats that the Stroma ones have. Somebody told me this. I'm just repeating
it. It's just like a tour, is it? It's just like a literal visual.
Well, no, it's a headphone one. But it's the same boats. They just sell – the Stroma ones sell it to this company when they – need new ones. So it's like just those boats, so it's cheaper, and then they have an audio tour, so they don't pay a guide, so it's like costs
nice
half
little
the
canal
price
hack.
Yeah, and so stuff. If you canal just want to like yeah. look out the thing, if you've yeah. already taken the tour, you don't give a shit about the tour, it's like 40 kroners and 35 kroner to like just sit for an hour, and like you can bring a beer on board, you can bring a coffee, and just like Sometimes I bring a sketchbook just to elevate my experience a little bit.
You don't use it at all. You just have it on
no,
your lap.
I have a little hat. I bring a baguette and a fruit bowl. And I set up my easel. And people are like, please, sit down. We're going into the bridges. And I'm like, No. A true artist never sits.
I am painting this bridge.
Anyway, do it.
Yes. Play hooky, go on a canal boat. Very good.
But I went over that way. I went down Newhound over Kissing Bridge. Mm-hmm. Kissing Bridge. Does that even open anymore? Does that actually open?
Yeah.
It does open. It's just a disaster. It was just
terrible. So,
You know about the Kissing Bridge, right?
Yep. Tell the story. Well, good story.
It was like the designer fucked it up and they like built.
They weren't meeting.
They weren't, like, literally the two parts of the bridge didn't meet.
Yeah. They built each side, like, from the side.
Yeah.
And then once they got into the middle, they realized it was, like, 6 feet.
Misaligned, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird, it's kind of cool, but also, if you were drunk and cycling over that, you could easily hurt, like, you can take a wrong turn and hit your something fast.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went over there because I went to Christiania because there is a new piece of information. What are you guys looking? What
his
are you doing?
Can, his headphone is swinging against the can and it's going ding, ding, ding.
Ah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm a professional podcaster, so I'm just trying to keep things professional.
Professional,
around here.
Okay.
But he just moved it right back to where it
right.
Yeah, that was happening the whole time.
That sounds like a faint church bell.
We're so in Copenhagen. We're so in Copenhagen.
We're not with the monks.
Can I do sound effects one day where I just do folio backgrounds Copenhagen sounds while you talk?
Where do you guys think we are?
Hong Kong. But I went over to Christiania because there have been developments in Christiania that I think most people have heard of. Abby, pay attention.
He put it back.
Abby, pay attention.
He's just like swinging into it on purpose. I'm just like, will these guys never learn? First the Rise Accords, then the Faxacunty camps.
They're closing Pusher Street. It was, honestly, if you weren't the rock on the road, it would have been a smooth journey.
Wow. If I were
that was a beautiful
the
metaphor.
Rocks on the road, Abby Wamba, rocks on the road.
Oh, rocks on the road, Wamba.
Rocks on the road, Wamba. That should be your next comedy tour.
Rocks on the road.
So a couple
potatoes
of weeks ago,
on the highway. Same.
Oh, nice callback. Yeah. Yes. So, if you have not heard, there was a shooting 2 weeks ago, roughly 2 weeks ago from now, since now, and then I think six people were involved, and one person has died.
Yeah. Got shot six times, apparently.
Jeez.
Oh, he was shot six times.
And other people were
injured.
But
there were, and of course, this has happened before. There has been shootings and attacks and violent events in Push Street before, but there was a meeting with the residents, and it was in near...
Fællesmødet. So they have this meeting, sort of, and they call it the community meeting. Fællesmødet.
Okay. Because for those who don't know, the way...
That's
Christina
how kind
works.
Of Christina is governed. Yeah.
Yes, it's the community. They all vote and whatever passes. And I heard it was near, they said near unanimous. So I don't know if there was one or two that didn't vote, but it was near unanimous decision to close Pusher Street.
Yeah.
And now the government's come in, the municipalities come in, and they're saying, yes, we're going to do this as well.
Did you say what Pusher Street is?
Pusher Street. Oh, okay. Yeah, just in case. Pusher Street. So Christiania is this like little commune. In the middle of Copenhagen, it was a military base that was occupied in 1970, and I think around 1974. Then the Pusher Street came, like, or free use of cannabis came soon after, right? It wasn't directly with it, but soon after, selling cannabis and hash. And that evolved into Pusher Street, which is a section of Christiania where the bars and stuff area is.
Yeah.
Where you can openly buy hash and cannabis and joints and stuff like that, pre-made. And it's been there for a long, long time. And
50 years.
50 years.
Wow.
And the issue is that it was meant to be just like this kind of free place to do it, but it's become part of like gang related issues. Like it is gangs running a lot of these.
Yeah, it's been completely taken over by Hells Angels and another gang that whose name like the not Bandidos, but like something else. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So that's been hence the violence and stuff like this for whatever. I don't know the logistics of what's actually happening inside there, but finally they've had enough and it's going to be closed. And the steps so far have been that they, as far as I believe, please correct me if I'm reading this wrong, but which minister made the announcement yesterday? It wasn't Meta.
No,
it was announced that there was going to be double the fine if you're found with cannabis or hash in Christiania, than normal places, right? So it's there. And if you're caught a second time, you get prison. You get a prison sentence, which is way heavier than anywhere else outside.
I feel like this is like, I don't know. It's always hard with this stuff when you're like, I don't know what the answer is, but I just don't ever think that's the answer.
No.
I don't think that's the answer.
So I went there yesterday and they're still there. The Pusher Street is still there. People are still selling. The mayor has come out and said for tourists not to go in and buy anything because it's just promoting and supporting.
Yeah, but so this is like the first step. It's to try and punish the people who buy, right?
Yes.
And deter people from going there. So they set up, like Christiania specifically there. But there's then I think it's called visitation zones, or when they're like at Christian Town, there's places on Nørrebro also where they're like, these are zones where police without any sort of... not reasoning, but like you, they don't have to have any reason to stop you.
Yeah.
They can just search you.
Yeah,
and if you have something on it, yes, you can expect like a 4,000 kroner fine.
Yeah,
if it's the first time.
So they are. So we're recording on Thursday. It's coming out on Friday. I was there yesterday on Wednesday, and there were people there selling. The police did walk by while I was there. Nothing was done. There was nobody standing at the stalls or anything like that. And I spoke to a resident of Christiania who'd been using Pusher Street and smoking and things like this for years. And he was quite upset because he said it was the beginning of the normalization of Christiania and that it's slowly losing its identity. And he described it in a strange way. He said, Christiania is a... This is just the words of a man I spoke to. And I did note that his opinions are one thing, but it was the residents who voted as well. So this was a decision from the inside. But he considered Christiania a rusty tanker that had been neglected and had been left to get to this place.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly who's responsible for getting it rusty or whatever, but he was definitely upset that he felt that the municipality was going to take advantage of this.
So interesting that he would use a military base reference, like a rusty tanker? Is that what you said?
Tanker, ship. Yeah.
Oh, I thought tanker like a tank, but still, no. Like, Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That is really interesting. My impression of Christiania has been that it's already so different than what it was founded as.
Yes.
Like the people who broke into the army base and mm-hmm. built their homes there using like scavenged materials, which is, I mean, it's pretty cool. Mm. But now they're like lawyers and doctors and nobody else can move in there and do that. Like it's already like changed so much from its like ideals.
Yeah.
That like this, I mean, I have my own thoughts about like punishing like this kind of drug crime this way. Denmark is one of the last like Scandinavian or like European countries that isn't legal.
This is with the big question, like why are they going the hard way instead of actually taking control and legalizing it and making it like safer?
I have less like, I mean, this is a group of people who, you know, I mean, when I have friends visiting and they're like, do you know where to get weed? I don't. Mm-hmm. really smoke weed, so I'm just like, you can go to Pusher Street. Like the annoying thing for me is like, what do I tell my friends now? I gotta text some people. You know, I'm not like, I don't feel that sorry for like people who are my friends. I can tell them like, don't buy it there, you're gonna get a double fine. But like, this is the same kind of law that they've done, and like the ghetto law, which still exists, there are double fine penalties in like poorer areas full of immigrants mm-hmm. in Denmark, which is unconscionable. Mm-hmm. And this is like an echo of that law, which hopefully will get people talking about that one because I think it's much worse and more important. Mm. But it just seems like a crazy route mm-hmm. to take when – unless they're going to go against – unless Denmark is going to be like the last bastion of illegal pot.
But which is not,
it's not going to happen. It's not
right?
on brand. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like
it's
science
so reactionary.
Behind it doesn't make
yeah.
sense.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even like weed. Like weed
no,
is
no,
the,
no,
yeah.
no. This isn't about – it's just about – what's the best way to continue with this, right? I mean, let's go forward.
I've read articles about this, and they talk about – because then there's like – they've done this before. They've closed Pusher Street many a time, and it pops up again. And while they close it,
violence
and, you know, the trade moves elsewhere. So they say this in the article, and yes, of course, we have to try and stop that as well. And like the police won't rest. We will go find the crime. It's like, why are you putting so much time, police resources, money into this? Mm. And even though in the article they also say, because they're like, well, so what some people, you know, smoke weed for anxiety. There's other things. And because it's not legalized, they are forced to go to Christiania. Mm-hmm. So now these people who take it as a medicine, they are now fined, 4,000 kroners first time and thrown into jail. And they said, oh, no, we won't punish them.
Did they say that?
Yeah, it says that in the article. It doesn't say how
no,
we're not going to punish
anxious,
them. Yeah, if you look anxious.
Hey,
like,
no. If you look like my mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, were you meant to be at work? Were you meant to be? That's okay. If you're taking a me day, that's fine.
But like, it's
that's
insanity. We have done this before, and that is the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome. Yeah. Like, it's literally insanity how they're approaching this.
This pops up a lot in Danish government, I feel like, where it's like there's so much about it that makes sense.
I got it.
It's like crazy. Yeah. And then you're like, what? Wait, what?
Where did that come from?
And before I can understand as a politician, maybe 5-10 years ago, probably this would have been like political suicide if you're running for parliament or something. But now, when there's data we can use from other countries.
Like the United States of America is legalizing this and you guys are like still
And look how
back?
Fucked up they are and they have done something right and like... Yeah. So it's
but it has to be. But we're not. It's not going to be the last bastion of illegal weed. They'll have to cop the fuck on.
Also,
so it's just what is the long term thinking here?
And also, like if they're looking at how this is playing out in other countries, like just if Danes are so good at bureaucracy, like why aren't they looking and think, oh my God, Americans are having to rethink their whole like justice system because there are people in jail now for things that aren't illegal anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
And they had to figure it all out and it's a mess.
Yeah.
And what is this going to do? Massive strain on prisons, which are already under strain.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just to be a fly on the wall of these meetings.
Yeah.
Like who's making these policies?
I would be a fly on the wall.
I would be a burning fly just from anger and like the stupidity. Like surely there must be people who are like, and that makes me think you maybe be onto something. Is this some kind of ploy to like get the property in the end, like, because it's very, you know, it's very lucrative property, Christiania. If they could own this, the municipality, and build apartments or sell it off to some real estate.
But Christiania is such a draw for Copenhagen too. Like, it's such a, like, it's like a tour. Like, they love it. They love it. Like, the Danish government must know the value that they have there having let this thing happen.
The guy I spoke to was about it yesterday. He said in 3 years' time there's going to be buses of tourists coming into Christiania, and there's going to be dramatized reenactments of the cops and pushers and the dealers on Pusher Street.
Fake dealers selling.
Because when you said the bus thing, I'm like, there are already so many fucking tourists. Like, what are you talking about? But that is so funny. Imagine Christiania as like colonial Williamsburg. And like, we get far enough away from them, have like tricorn hats and they'll be on Pusher Street.
Wow, is that what 2023 was like?
Yeah, that's what it was like. They were smoking dope and there was a town crier.
Good stuff.
It's interesting. We're going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah,
because it's
We're going to buy up some property.
We're going to find out where else to send our friends for weed. Yeah. And I mean, it really just seems like
I know a guy who knows a guy and who knows a guy.
I bet you know guys who know guys.
Yeah, that's a pigeon.
But I think it is like it's one of those things where it's like I'm not a politician, won't be a politician. But you see this from a distance and you're like, you guys are tying yourself up in knots. But this is the thing, is like the younger people are aging. people like
this is news to me.
They're gonna vote. I don't know.
But I refuse to believe that the people in the in these meetings are completely naive to this. There is a long term plan here. Someone is like crunched the numbers and said, we're going to get flack for this, but in the long run, we can do this. So there is an end game. It has to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. I've seen stupid, fast policies being put in before in other places. But I'm thinking this is so unlike Denmark to make such a rash. Feels like a rash decision.
But there are parts of Danish politics that are like this.
Yes,
elections happen faster, people make big plays on stupid things, like, for instance, making Bernahaus serve pork, like things like that.
Yes.
Another example
it's a good
of something
point. Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, yes, in the long run, the right people kind of get, I feel like the right amalgamation of government happens more easily here, like more fluidly. But in the short run, so many more stupid ideas make it to the table because there's like this influx and like there's always an election on the forefront. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's interesting because, you know, it's so different than America and in general, so much – I like so clearly so much – better for me, to see that there are actual options and parties that you can vote for, and that actually voting for them makes a difference, and that makes a society that can agree with each other more seamlessly. I think that it really benefits the way that people can have a discourse because you can actually push what you think by voting, and like every vote, anybody who votes, that means like that percentage of people from that party you're going to get in. And that's like that's huge. But it brings some silly shit up. Some silly, silly shit.
We're talking about housing and stuff like that. There's a nice bit of house. There's about a nice bit of property in Österbro if anyone's looking to looking to move in.
Oh.
Yeah, up by Österbro station, there's a really nice big building just around the corner there. You might have seen it. There was a flag outside it for a while.
I got
that the
it.
Russian embassy?
The Russian embassy. Yeah. The Russian embassy is up for rent.
Ooh. If anybody wants to spend the rest of their life bugged, head on over.
We all have iPhones, Abby. We all already are.
You're right.
The Russian embassy is closing and they're shipping off because a bunch of spies were found in there and they said, you know what, fuck it, you're right.
Oh, shit.
Well, we're out.
We did cover that story a while.
Oh, we did a lot of spy stuff over the years.
Oh, we done tons of spy stuff.
Love love the spy stuff. They're out. They're on. I don't know what's going to happen properly. Maybe we can rent it. I'm gonna make a call. I'm gonna
set up a studio there.
Yeah.
I was in there once when I was a bike courier. I remember I had to deliver something to the and I.
This is espionage. That's a secret mission.
Fucking bike courier.
I had to wait 45 minutes. Like
really?
Yeah. Long ass wait, and I wasn't allowed to wait inside. You had to wait outside. And then you got to go inside and wait when you were like the next in line or something.
What were you bringing?
I can't. But I don't know.
Secret documents.
I'm not allowed to open it. But
secret documents.
Wow.
Yeah, I was standing there in my Lycra cycle shorts in the Russian embassy. Felt a little bit out of sorts.
See, if we were in America, I would be worried about how much you were getting paid for that. But because we're here, I'm like, it was fine.
The waiting was great. I got 5 kroners per minute when I had to wait for something.
That's all right.
See?
That's all right.
That's what I should be paid for waiting for anything.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm waiting.
When you're not doing something,
just
if the clock's
I'm
on.
I'm waiting. Yeah. Here we go.
What are you waiting for any particular holidays, Abby? What's
Yeah. I've got some things to say.
Oh, what you waiting? What you waiting? What you waiting for?
This is a very musical episode. Yeah. Actually, the singing you did was before we.
It was before.
Okay. Oh. All right. But that's good.
Sorry,
what
you
song
can cut
is
that,
that
out.
What song is that?
Wasn't that No Doubt?
Yes, it was.
What
yeah.
you win? What you win? What you win?
No, that wasn't that on her own, Gwen Stefani's solo stuff.
Maybe it's a Gwenny.
Tick
solo.
Tock, tick tock. No, that's Madonna.
That's Madonna.
Never mind.
I am loving this. I get to be across from them at the table while they do this, and I.
Wait, you sing tick tock, and I'll do what you win? What you
tick tock?
What you win? What you win? Yeah, I'm really glad we did that.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you
new
for
theme song,
me.
Guys? I think so. Okay. I have. I just have noticed. I've made some observations about the Danish calendar, and it's that. Yeah, you guys are really top heavy with your holidays.
Very.
And we're moving into the fall now. It's September, and last weekend in America was Labor Day. Soon we would be coming up on Columbus Day, now Indigenous Peoples Day, because duh.
Yeah.
And then there would be Halloween, which you guys are starting to cop on to a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then we would have Thanksgiving, which is like it's a really good one.
But we have Mordensaften.
Yeah, that's all you have. You have one holiday the whole fall. You have a week-long break that's called Kartoffelferie, which means potato break.
Yeah.
And they have off from – the kids have off from school because historically they would dig potatoes from the ground during that. And then there's one holiday, Mordensaften, which is a holiday that I like looked up what it is. And it's this saint who was becoming a bishop, and his name is Morten of Tours. And he hid in a shed of geese because he didn't want to be a bishop, but they found him – in order to force him into being a bishop, because the geese quacked and gave him away. And
that's so, God.
It's God.
That's God.
And then once a year, Danes celebrate their only fall holiday, fall a day, if you will.
We won't.
By eating a
hashtag
goose.
Registered trademark.
Hashtag TM. Hashtag RTM. But that's what you guys do. That's the only thing you do in the whole fall?
Yeah.
And now...
And no one really sells it. I don't even think you're not... I don't think it's a holiday Mordensaften anymore. I think you're still going to work.
Off.
No, you don't
You come home and then you're supposed to cook a goose.
Eat fucking goose.
Yeah, but you can also eat a duck now because apparently Danish ovens weren't big enough, families got smaller, and duck tastes better.
Yeah.
So it's okay if you eat duck instead of a goose to get revenge
on the goose,
on the geese.
Just take
for a duck
instead.
Giving away the unwilling bishop. Don't you feel weird to like make somebody?
None of that makes sense. None of that story
makes
sense.
At all.
No.
And that's what that's their whole fall. That's the only thing they do. That's fall. Well, they do start celebrating Christmas in October.
Yeah.
So there's that. But like, what? Why?
Don't you do that in the States? Aren't they also?
No, because we have to wait until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Which
is Thanksgiving is a great buffer.
Is it like end of November?
That would be nice. Thursday. November 23rd, I believe, this year. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? If you celebrate Thanksgiving in Denmark, tell me, write to Coping in Copenhagen. Tell us what your Thanksgiving plans are. Thanksgiving is like, Thanksgiving's a holiday I think that Danes would love. It's just about eating. It's just about being together. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Whenever we've had a Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving here and invited Danish people. They're really into it. That's one I feel like really is missing here.
But the, it, but there's no connection. It's just an American holiday.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be.
But, you know, they were all Danes and Swedes and Dutch people and Irish people and British people once. So, you know.
It's just like a – I mean, like, if you ignore all of the things about genocide in Thanksgiving and you just, like
– look at the food.
Yeah, and then you go, gratitude and food.
Oh, that's great. That's
then,
great.
And all European countries have done a little bit of colonization or
– Yeah, you guys have plenty.
We can relate to it.
Yeah,
we can relate
to it.
Yeah. Anyway, I am making a play. I do love – actually, since I've moved here – Halloween has been become like more and more of a thing, although I think Danes do it wrong. They're like way too intensely scary about it. Like in America, Halloween is like more festa lounge.
How are they intense?
Well, like kids who celebrate Halloween here now, like they'll do it in the school. Did I tell you? I think I told you guys this last year, but my kid last year when she was 9 years old, she had like her, like they had a Halloween party at school and they made like they blacked out the windows of their classroom and they made an escape room where like for the parents, and then they like hid under the tables and like underneath, and they grabbed at the parents, and the parents had to like solve riddles to try to escape.
Brilliant.
And they were all like wearing blood and like so scared. Like in America for kids, Halloween is like not like there are a couple kids that are vampires or like scary things, but a lot of people are like princesses, toilets, funnier, fun things. I saw a kid with a great toilet costume that they built once. It was really very, very cool. But anyway, it's more like Festa Launi with the dress-up things and for kids anyway at Halloween.
The best costume I ever saw was a Captain Wet Wipe.
Captain Wet Wipe.
Yeah, he was dressed in a like full-on sailor's captain suit, and then he just had wet wipes, and we were at a festival. And he was just the most popular guy.
That's really cute.
Everybody wants a wet wipe.
Captain Wet Wipe.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love like costumes that give you something. That is really nice. They provide a service.
Yeah. It was kind of like a Burning Man type festival. So it was all about this bartering and trading and giving something to people. So he was just, giving wet wipes to people.
That's
speaking
cute.
Of Burning Man, you saw what happened this year.
Yeah.
They all got stuck in the mud.
Wedding Man.
It was Waiting
Man.
It wasn't Burning Man.
Yeah. Waiting Man. Yeah.
I said Wedding.
Hashtag trademark.
Does everybody I don't know, but what's that German word for like getting satisfaction out of others' misfortune?
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I'm getting a little bit of that from the old Burning Man. Oh, you're stuck in the mud, are you?
Burning Man is one of those things where like I think that it's fun to hate them, and I know I would have a great time.
I would love it. There's one around here as well. There's one
Burning Moon.
Burning Moon?
Burning Moon.
No way.
No, yeah, they have Burning Moon.
That's cute.
There's some other burns.
That's great.
Yeah.
But there was one in Sweden recently, like 2 weeks ago, and that was, I don't know if it was good or not, but there's all these like burner events. Mm. Yeah,
I did one in China.
Stupid until I go.
But it is nice. I mean, like, it is like, I think there is, like, these events, these things are, like, filling this hole that people have for, like, real life interaction and community, which is, like, nice and good. And, like, and then, but the first people to fill it are always, like, techies from Silicon Valley. Annoying. You guys know.
Yeah.
And you have all the money. Yeah. But like once it trickles down to, is that true? Do community events trickle down? Kind of, I think, actually, in a way. Like people like
It trickles up. I think it starts with the really
Burner was like a proper kind of like alternative
culture,
community. And then it became
I'm gonna get in trouble
fucking
for saying
cool.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the people I met that went like our big burners, they all like worked at an adult summer camp with me, which were like is the same kind of idea where it was all like people who worked for Google and Apple and like were all like those were like the burners I met, and they were like the annoying kind you think of like who have glow lights in their hats, and if they're listening right now they're very nice and funny and I like them very much, but like they also they're exactly who you
tech bro
who you are like oh that I'm glad to see
tech
you.
Tech bro. Is that
bros.
A tech bro?
Tech bros.
Yeah. Tech bro. Yeah, that works.
It's like a Chad. Anyway. that was an inside joke.
I was just going to list people's names that I know, and then I'm like, that's a bad idea. I'm not going to do that. Let's say Chad. It's all Chads.
Speaking of burning things,
I've
got some hot tips for you.
Whey!
You like that segue?
I like a lot.
Burning
I'm
hot
sorry.
Tips.
Sorry, Abby. Rocks on the road, Wamba.
We'll do yours. Go on the canal tour.
Take a canal tour.
Either the expensive one where you can book it online. I guess you can book both online.
I don't know if you can book the cheap one online. That's a good question. I've never tried to do it, but it's the one you can see across the. You can see both of them from anywhere at Newhound, and one looks like the cheap one and one looks like the expensive one. And it's true.
Figure it out.
And also, another hot tip added on to that is that before it gets cold is the time to take the cheap ones because they're repurposed boats from the other place. The windows are a little scratched and a little less nice. So if you take it during the winter, it's a little less like nice to see out the windows.
Okay.
So, but now is the time.
Time-sensitive tip.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
And Owen, you said you had a hot tip.
Yeah, I got a hot tip. I'm doing a show. We're doing a show with Supercut, the group I work with, in a wonderful literature house in Norbro this Saturday. Doors at 7, shows at 8. Come along. There's tickets online. There's probably tickets at the door as well, I'm pretty sure. So you can just rock up if you want. There's beer, there's comedy.
Yeah.
And there's Norbro.
Three funny people on stage.
Yeah. What more do you want? Except
three
beer, and then we have that too.
Funny people on stage.
Maybe a kebab after.
Kebab's just around the corner.
Just around,
I mean, I've thought of it, man.
You've thought of it.
You throw it at me, and I've thought of it. It's good to go. No, it'll be very funny. We're doing something. We've just come back from Germany. We had a solo show in Germany, hence me being in Germany. So we're all excited because we're going to do something we've never done before.
Yeah, check it out.
What's the name of the show again?
It's called Unscripted Evening.
Yeah, Unscripted Evening.
Yeah, Supercut's Unscripted Evening.
Oh my gosh.
Looked in.
Anything could
Literature House. Literature House. Check it out.
What time? Did you say what time?
Doors at 7, shows at 8.
Bam.
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 Can I bring my kebab before? Or do
By
I
all means, there's a kebab corner for you and I've thought of everything.
Very
about
good,
this.
Very good.
Everything's covered.
Very good. Lovely. I have one. A queer community singing group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just looked at this and thought that sounds like a cool event. This is on Saturday, the 9th of September, from 11:15 to 12:45.
And Josh, the guy that runs it, is so great.
Yeah, so it's a guy called Josh Herring. He is a songwriter and performer with a background in composition and community music. And he runs several choirs in Copenhagen. He moved here in 2018. Do you know him?
I know him, and he's a really good performer, and I performed with him, and he's he's great. And he's doing this, I think, with Warehouse 9?
Yeah. Yeah.
Warehouse 9.
Oh. Warehouse 9, yeah. Which is like the queer theater and performance arts place in Copenhagen, and it's great. They're great. Josh is great. And I've talked to two people who just came up to me to tell me how much they love doing this singing group. So if you want to sing and you want to do it with nice people, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Nice. Great job, Marius.
Yep. It's a sing group accessible to all voice types. The session will take place in English.
All voice types? I don't know. My voice is pretty shit. We've already heard.
All voice types.
Hold my beer, Josh.
Irish.
Hold my beer.
No Irish voice types.
Enya's got a great voice.
Enya, is Enya Irish?
She's the most Irish.
Have you guys heard of Enya?
I got this new album, bro.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sorry,
Owen.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it's been nice to read things about Sinead O'Connor, huh?
Very interesting woman.
Yeah,
very,
and very interesting. I'm learning a little bit more about Ireland, I feel like.
Yeah.
From all that stuff.
Yeah.
And my friend Owen.
Hello. Thanks for. Abby came straight to me and sat me down with a coffee and said, "Tell me about Sinead." Well,
what was she like?
Check out Queer Community Singing. It's free. There's room for 25. You can reserve. There's 20 spots you can reserve, and then there'll be like 5 spots accessible in the door on the day. First come, first serve.
Cool.
Check it out.
And can I just say that we got some emails over the summer with questions to answer, and it was really fun. We did it like while we were remote. But mm-hmm. if you have more things that you want us to talk about or you want us to answer, email copinginCopenhagen@gmail.com. I literally was going to say at email.com.
Hashtag
and let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know anything you want. We love getting your emails. We love getting your 5-star reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
We love it.
And tell us what you think. We have more names on the list, and I'm looking it up right now. But
oh yeah, we got an extension to the
list.
Okay,
so if I just faff about,
you faff about. While we're doing quick hot tips, Albert's in Aarhus.
Yep,
go check out Albert's on a Sunday night. There's English comedy. There's also comedy in Albert's during the week in Danish.
There's also Knock Knock Club on Sunday. They also have some English comedy there. That's in Copenhagen. So yeah, check that out as well.
Check all those guys out. You still looking at me?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So far, we know that there are not just Debbie and Roger listening.
So these are
the
people
show.
Who have written in, said it's not just Debbie and Roger who listen, and then you get on the list, the listener list.
In fact, we know that Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, and Mahai are listening to this podcast, and we are not doing it in vain. So if I missed your name and you're supposed to be on the list, please email us. If you want to be on that list, send us an email. Say, it's not just Debbie and Roger. And we will creepily add you to the list. Thank you so much. It's really nice that you listen to this and that you tell us.
And it's really nice to be back in the studio.
Yes.
It's been like 6 weeks, guys.
Aww. Yes.
But you know what we have to do between now and next week?
We have to stay.
Co-ping.
We work on it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.